All right. So hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the third call of the Tap Into Your Divine Business program. I'm excited about this call. I love this call, the divine market. How do you determine who is your market? How do you decide who your market is? How do you sort of marry your market, if you will? You know, in the beginning, you kind of date it a little bit. You know, is this a market that I really want to work with and serve? Do I like these people? Can they pay? You know, there are a lot of questions that you ask along the way as you are selecting your market. And then once you choose your market, then the question becomes, well, how do I get in front of my market? How do I speak to my market? How do I connect with my market? How do I let them know what it is that I do? So there, you know, your market obviously brings about to you your money in your business, because it comes through your clients, it comes through your products and your services, people who purchase those things. So your market is a really important, I mean, it's essential, obviously, to any business. So how do you select your market? How do you actually hone in on your market? I have I've provided for you the handout. I got it up just a little bit right before the call. It's in the Facebook group. Those of you who are in here, be sure you go into the Facebook group, because I'm going to be asking some questions along the way and giving you a little bit of time to write your answers. Again, we've got the housekeeping numbers. Raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand if you want to talk with me. Anyone who is going to be working with me live on the call, please be sure that you've agreed to sign the release form that Louisa will send to you. You don't have to have it signed by this time, but you need to agree that you will do that. We have about 600 people registered for the program. So we want to just make sure that you are, completely taken care of and signing, taking care of that piece of it. So all of you, go get your pen and paper or your computer. Make sure you have downloaded the handout, because we're going to do some really cool stuff with this, with your handout. My first question that I'd love for you to answer is, and I'm going to post it in the Facebook group, what is your number one question about your target market? Okay, so I'd like for you to just take a moment, go in there, into the Facebook group, and please answer that question. And I'll be quiet. Really, guys? Nobody's going to answer that question? Or are you answering it now? Nobody has any questions about your target market, really? All right, let me just double check to see if you can hear me. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you.
You might have to refresh your page to see anything added.
Okay. Maybe that's what the problem was. Okay, great question, Karen. Thank you very much for that. How do I reach them? Anybody else?
Anne?
Yes.
I'm driving, so I can't post in the Facebook. They frown on that for some reason.
Okay.
Sandra, I'm here.
Okay. Is raising the level.
Say it again.
The biggest question that I have is, how do you raise the level of the folks that you're dealing with? So, I'm a loan officer, so I deal with a lot of first-time home buyers. So the it's a anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000 purchase price for their home. I'd like to be in the jumbo market, which is anything really over about $400,000. So trying to figure out how to get to those folks.
Okay. Good. Really good. Good. Great question. All right. Thank you for that, Bridget. Okay. So I'm going to put you guys back on lecture so we don't have the background noise again. And I'm going to refresh the page one more time, see if anybody else posted in there. Oh, good. How do I earn their trust? Oh, these are great questions. Oh, you guys, thank you so much. All right. How do I drill down to get very detailed about them? Oh, that's so good. Great, great question, Casey. What can I say in my website content to draw in my audience? Love it, Nanette. How do I find them? How do I get clear on where they are? Great question, Mary. How do I earn their trust, Lisa? How do I find them, Claire? They're not people in my current world. Okay, good. And Cy, not sure who my target market is, people who need help. So that's everybody. Okay, that's great. Really good questions. Really, really good. We've got, so everybody get your handout in front of you. One of the things about honing in on your divine market is determining, number one, who they are. So like Bridget just asked, how do I up-level? She knows who her people are. She knows that they're people who purchase $400,000 plus homes, right? So one of the things that we're going to go over in here, or at least in your handout, is what are their demographics and what are their psychographics? Sort of, and the distinction between the two is a demographic is like their age, their location, their gender, income, and occupation. What are those specific details about my potential clients that I'm looking to reach? So, for example, if you have someone who has a higher income, they're going to be hanging out at a different place, or you're going to be reaching them in a different way. Your message will be different to them than it will be if they are hanging out, than if you have a lower income demographic, okay? So when you are reaching a higher level income group, you have a different message, a different method of reaching them than you do with people who are, say, purchasing a $100,000 house versus a $500,000 house. Your languaging will be different. The places they're hanging out, your message will be different. The way in which you present things will be different. The way you present yourself is going to be different. So you want to know who it is that you're wanting to reach. What are their demographics? Number two, what are their psychographics? And that is their personality, their interests, their values, their lifestyles, their hobbies, all of those things. Because, again, where they're hanging out is very important in determining who your client, who your target market is. If you are trying to reach people who are who have a hobby of, say, equestrianism, and they are looking for, you serve people who are say, learning to ride. Well, you want to be reaching those people who are, this is a really bad example because it's not my target market, so I'm just going to try and make it up. But reaching people who are attending horse shows or, purchasing their tack or their feed for their horses or the problems that their horses have, you're going to be reaching them at a different place than, say, someone who is, like, motorcycle riding, obviously. I mean, you guys know this, right? Totally different hobbies, different target market. So one of the things that, especially for healers, spiritual entrepreneurs, coaches, intuitives, et cetera, one of the things that I have found to be, like, super helpful is determining what your client, your ideal, your divine ideal client, what are their characteristics. It goes beyond their demographics and their psychographics. Now, you could incorporate the two, but it is, to me, this is the real juice of defining your target market, because if you know the characteristics of your ideal client, you and you are clear about it, and I want to give you time to just really think about this. This is where the energetic piece of connecting with your target market comes in. Who are your, and even more than that, excuse me, your ideal clients, right? It's you are, when you're very clear about who you like to work with and why, you are able then to think about where are they hanging out, where are they looking for solutions to their problems, how can I get in front of them, what is the message that I need to speak that allows them to realize that I'm someone who can help them with their problems. If you know what their characteristics are, you can see them coming a mile away, basically. You can connect with them in a room full of crowded people. You can connect with them not only energetically ahead of time, but also in person or on the web. You will connect with them energetically, and they will see that you are someone who can help them. So you want to be very, very clear about who they are, what their characteristics are. So my client characteristics, I can just share a little bit with you about who my people are. Because, you know, here's the thing. When I first started in business, I was because I'd been through trauma, I understood trauma, I knew I could help people with trauma. I defined myself and declared myself to be someone who helped people with trauma. I could help people with other things, but trauma was my love, my specialty. And when I moved later, I moved to Florida, and then I reinvented myself after a couple of years in seminary, et cetera. And that was when I began my online business. And I realized that I was really intrigued with the whole coaching world and how that could transform people's lives. But I also knew that my heart was with intuitives and healers, people who really had these powerful gifts. So I started looking at the people that I'd worked with in my private practice, the healing practice, the trauma work that I had done. Who were they and what were their characteristics? What were the kinds of persons like that I liked helping? So I got very clear about who they were. They're spiritually oriented. To me, they're fun to work with. I like working with fun people who have a great sense of humor, who don't take themselves so incredibly seriously that they, don't understand sort of my irreverent sense of humor, because I do play with people a lot. They're coachable. That's really important for me. I don't want somebody coming into my office my business working with me who is not coachable, who, is right all the time, and it doesn't have any room for being coachable. That's a characteristic. They love their work. They love the online business concept, and they want to learn more about how to do it themselves. They're intuitive. They're smart. They're focused. They're willing to do their work, even if it's uncomfortable. They're willing and able to invest in themselves. That's important, guys. It's really important to have a characteristic of your divine clients, of someone who's willing to invest in themselves and in their business. They're willing to ask for help. They're willing to get support. That's important, because you can't do it all yourself. You just can't. It's too much. It's too big. So those are some of the essences, the characteristics that I have for my ideal clients. So I'm going to ask you to take a moment and post in the Facebook group. Just, you don't have to get too detailed, okay? But your sharing will inspire someone else. They'll go, ooh, I like that. I want that for mine. So please go into the Facebook group and just share some of your ideal client. And let me go, before you do that, let me type it in. What are some of your divine client characteristics? Okay, So now go in the Facebook group, please, and post. Post away. Oh, some of these are really great questions. What are some of your divine clients' characteristics? Oh, that's so good, Marisa. Willing to take 100% responsibility for their life. Yes, yes, yes. I should have mentioned that. That is so important. You don't want victims. That's right, no victims. Exactly. Willing to look at their gifts and challenges honestly. I love that. Spiritual focus. Absolutely, Candace. Love doing the work, love serving life, living full out. I love that. Willing to look at their gifts and their challenges honestly. That's so great. Someone who is interested in bettering their lives through your services. Yep, yep. Clients where money is no object. Clients who are open to learning. This is great. Have a healthy lifestyle. Yes, yes, yes. Great, Nanette. Affluent, love what they do, passionate about inspiring people to take the next step. Nicolina said, willing to change and really work. Marisa, not looking for a quick fix. Sandra, willing to take the advice given to them and actually apply it to their life. That's so great. Feminine wisdom and purpose. I love that, Claire. Finding ways that connect them with their innate feminine wisdom. That's great. Seeking a deeper meaning and purpose to their life. Willing to look at their behaviors. That is so true, right? Willing to look at their behaviors. Looking at what they're doing to create their lives, their businesses, their experiences to be what it is that they are having, what's showing up in their lives, knowing that they are the co-creator, taking full responsibility. I really love those. Those are so great. So you guys really get it. You really get it. So let me ask you this question now. What are your non-negotiables? And that's an interesting question. What are your non-negotiables? Like, who are you absolutely not willing to work with? And how do you know? For example, how do you know if someone is coming from a victim space? How do you know if someone is non-coachable, right? What are your non-negotiables? For me, someone who's not coachable. Someone who is not willing to do the work. Someone who is looking for excuses and giving a lot of excuses as to why. I had someone recently who was working with me who said, well, you're an extrovert, I'm an introvert, so therefore I can't work with you. I was like, that's not even a good excuse. That's a lousy excuse, really? So what are your non-negotiables? Yep, someone who's blaming others. Really good. These are so good, you guys, because when you really start looking at your client attraction and your divine market, you want to be very, very clear about who you like working with and who you do not like working with, because your energy holding that space for someone, first of all, being clear about who you don't like working with. I love this. Karen, who's an energetic bully? So good. Lisa, someone who's stuck in guilt and shame and not willing to get out from underneath it. Someone who wants to work for free. I love it. Sylvia, that's so good. The victim part, again, coming up, unwilling to explore their emotions or be open, vulnerable, and authentic. Casey, I love that. Someone who doesn't pay on time, who doesn't do the work or blames others. Someone who's always looking for free, fast answers. That's so good, Cy. So good. These are really brilliant, you guys. These are good. And the question is, like, how do you know when you see it coming? Like, someone coming into your space, like, how do you recognize it? What are your red flags? That's a good one. Let me just type that one in. What are your red flags? I had someone recently come to my office for, not to my office, but on the phone, for a strategy session. And she wanted, she asked for some guidance with, she wanted to talk with some of my private clients about a specific, like how, what is the type of support that they get at the different levels. And so I gave her access to some of my private clients at the different levels so that she could talk with them. And the next day she said, well, I really wanted to know how much money they're making. And I said, well, that's not what you asked. What you asked was, you know, how much support are they getting, right? How much hand-holding are they getting? And so for me that was a red flag. She wasn't clear in her communication about what she really wanted. There was like a subversion. And so I didn't work with her. I chose not to work with her. It was very interesting. So for me, I pay attention to my red flags. If someone is not clear about their communication or being honest with me, trying to deflect my answers to my questions. Oh, that's so good. That's so good, Karen. Because your gut will tell you, right, who's the right person for you. Who is, and because if you're not paying attention to your red flags and your gut, guys, you're gonna pay a price later on. You really will. Lisa says, women or men who don't tell their partner that they're working with you. Oh, that's brilliant. That's so good. Mary, that's so good. When I'm working harder than they are. That's so good, yes. Sylvia, they raise the red flag for me. They simply disappear when the money is revealed. That's so good. Nanette, they can't commit to the program. They can't make a decision. That's so good. Casey, if they keep asking me questions in social media or email, way too much but don't want to invest or even discuss the possibility of working together, absolutely that's a red flag. That's so, so good. You guys, these are really brilliant. So knowing that your non-negotiables and your red flags are, knowing what they are, will help you immensely in choosing your ideal client and selecting them. And just recognize that you're going to go through some in the beginning, right? Excuse me, I'm going to cough. You'll go through some people in order to discover who you really like working with. So you want to know who you love working with. You want to know and make a list of who those people are that you love working with, who you love seeing coming in the door, knowing that they're on your calendar for the day. What is it that makes these people special and unique, and why do you love working with them? Because understanding this gives you a tremendous energetic connection with those people straight off the top. and they recognize it as well. I promise you this. I promise you. This is so, so powerful in understanding your energetic connection by being very clear about who they are and why you love working with them. Now, you also want to know, in addition to like what their psychographics and their demographics are, you want to know what their challenges are, what your people are dealing with, what are the pains that they're faced with, what are the struggles that they're dealing with, what are the, where are they just in frustration about? Like right now, one of the things I am consistently looking for is holistic healthcare for my cats, right? Because I've got kitties who have been challenged with some health challenges over the last 2 years. And so I'm constantly looking for holistic healthcare, ways to help support their immune system, make them better, help their symptoms be reduced. So, but it's not just any, because I've been to the vet. We've paid thousands of dollars at the vet, and the traditional medication doesn't seem to be helping them. And if anything, it seems to be causing other symptomatic problems. So I then said, all right, look, we've got to do this by doing it holistically. So I started looking for holistic health care online for my cats. I went and bought a book on irritable bowel disorder for cats online so that we began to buy food that's specific to cats with irritable bowel disorder. We bought herbal remedies. I am someone for whom holistic health care for cats I'm a target market for that, okay? That's my pain. It's my challenge. What is my pain? My pain is my cat is pooping in the house with diarrhea because of the food that we had. So we've got puppy pads around the house. Now, when she's got her herbal medicine, her herbal, you know, whatever, remedies, when she's eating well, when she's not stressed, we don't have those problems. We have good days, I call them, right? But if I miss three times a day, you know, medicine for her. If I miss one or if I am very late and she eats something off, then, you know, we have problems. You know, so that's it. I'm a real active target market for someone who is supplying. That's a pain of mine. What are your potential clients' pains and how do you help them resolve them? What are your solutions? You don't have to write these in the Facebook group, by the way. But I want you to be thinking about this. This is what helps you define who your target market is. What are your solutions? How do you help them resolve the problems? I will say that when I was, there's this website called petwellbeing.com. So any of you guys who have, you know, older animals, dogs or cats, doesn't matter, they have these wonderful remedies and wonderful herbal remedies. And they're really much less expensive than traditional vet, you know, kind of stuff. So when I was looking, I went online and I did a lot of research and I found a lot of different places and I started reading what other people were saying. This is so important, you guys. In understanding that other people have had really good solutions to their pains. When you recognize that social proof is really important, so whenever you're putting forward an offering, it doesn't matter what it is, you want to have social proof. You want to have testimonials, right, on your website about how you have helped other people get resolutions to their problems. So understanding what their problems are and understanding how you help them is essential when you are working with your, you know, your target market. whatever your offerings are. It doesn't matter. Most of us are offering our services, right? So our services need to be, you need to have some social proof that you can help. So if you're just starting out, you can offer someone a session or two in your healing or intuitive business and ask them to please provide you with a testimonial. And as you grow in your business, your testimonials will grow, and the depth and the type of testimonials that you get, et cetera. But when you see social proof, it elevates your perception of that person and your perception of whether or not you want to invest. So going back to my example, I went to Pet Wellbeing, and I was looking up irritable bowel disorder, IBD, and started looking through their solutions. And I saw that like 50-some people had written about their kitties having IBD and like telling about all of their experiences. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's me. Oh, my God, that's me. That's exactly what I'm dealing with. Oh, my God, that's so great. And I was like, $40 for this bottle. No problem. You know, we were already paying $30 a month in medicine that wasn't helping at all. And that was just for one. And then there was the, you know, anti-diarrhea that she was having. It was just awful, you know. So when we started getting some, and then it worked. I was like, you've got to be kidding. This is incredible. After all this time with all these problems that we've been having, this medicine works. Or herbal remedy, whatever you want to call it. We just call it medicine because it's just easier, even though it's not really medicine. But anyway, the point is, when you have your clients have, or your potential clients have a pain, you want to be really clear about what it is that they are challenged with and how your services can help resolve their pain, and then providing social proof. It makes a big difference. I don't know about you, but when I go looking for something, say on Amazon, for example, reading, you know, I'm like, oh, should I get this book or not? What do you think? You know, like, I don't know. You know, like, you can only see the cover and you can see the description and all that. Many times I will go down and I'll start looking at what other people have said about the book. And I'll just read to see what their, you know, that's social proof. So you want to have that as much as possible. How can you fit that into your website and your offerings? Okay? So one of the questions that you want to ask yourself also is, what are my strengths and what are the gifts in the work that I do? And how do my strengths and gifts help my people with their problem? So, for example, in my work, I'm a business coach, right? But because I understand the subtle world of energy, because I'm an intuitive and I can read people's energies and I can read the energy of their business, I can get downloads all the time for them on their business. Whether it's, you know, an offering for their funnel, or whether it is their brand, whether it's part of their message, whether it's a direction that they go, it doesn't matter. I get that information. It's downloaded. That's one of my strengths and one of my gifts that help me help my people with their problems in their business. In addition, it's one of the things that make me stand out apart from the other people who are business coaches. Other people have their strengths, and that's fine. But this is mine. And I can help people with their mindset in ways that many, many, many people cannot because of my training with the tapping, with all of the rest of it. I have a sense of humor about it. There are people who have tapping, but they are not humorous. They're serious, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. But my, you know, part of mine is my sense of humor and my tapping. So these are my gifts that all combined make up who I am and have me stand out from many others. So the question for you is, how are you different? What are your strengths and your gifts that make you different, make you stand out from others, that help you help your people with their problems? These are all questions that you want to ask as you are honing in on your target market. Now, it's interesting. When I first started, I was very clear I wanted to help healers and intuitives build their business, right? I always knew that. It just that when I stepped into being a business coach, that's what I knew I wanted to do. I was very, very clear. And it has evolved into not only intuitives and healers, but also spiritual entrepreneurs, coaches who have a spiritual entrepreneur mindset. You know, they are led by spirit, they are driven by spirit, or called by spirit, whatever. They are guided. They're guided through that understanding of their ability to co-create with the divine. They're led by that knowledge that they aren't victims, like we were talking about earlier, right? They're not victims. Rather, they are co-creator, which is a very different place to stand energetically, emotionally, mindset-wise. Understanding that allows them to take responsibility for themselves. So how do you define who your people are? So I could just say, well, mine are spiritual entrepreneurs, but it's kind of interesting. Some people who are very religious would look at that and think, oh, she's a reverend, she helps me, you know, and they're maybe far to the right until they hear me. And then they recognize, oh, no, not for me, you know, she's not a fit for me. And that's fine, because then they're not a fit for me either. You know, people who have a very right-wing mentality and religiosity are not a fit for me. And I'm clear about that. That's fine. We are, you know, everybody has their right fit. So you want to be very clear about who are your people and how do you help them resolve their challenges. So let me just take a moment and see if anybody has any questions in this moment. Star 2 if you do, given everything that I've just said. And it's fine if you don't. Let me go also to the Facebook and see about these questions about your target market. Karen, we're going to cover how do I reach them in just a second. And Nanette, it's going to what I'm going to say with Karen is going to help you with the website content question. Drilling down to get very detailed about them, Casey, you. The questions that I have provided in the handout will help you. How do I earn their trust? Lisa, how do you earn anyone's trust? By showing up, by being who you say you will, by doing what you say you'll do. That's always going to be the case. By showing that you are consistent, you are reliable, you are accountable. That you create a safe space for them to be who they are. That's I love that. That's such a great, great question. And think about, by the way, all of you, think about people who have not earned your trust and what are their characteristics? Like how do they show up? How do they behave? What do they do? And people who do earn your trust, what are the distinctions? And then step into or be that person who earns the trust, because I'm sure you already do, Lisa, by the way. You're probably asking in a bigger question, like, how do I earn my market's trust? Part of it is just consistently showing up, consistently putting your message out there, consistently being yourself, consistently being authentic and not apologizing for, like, I was saying to one of my clients this afternoon, I totally own my woo side, right? I'm totally, you know, I don't think twice about it anymore. I just don't. For me to talk about crystals is just as normal as it is to talk about meridians and to talk about, you know, an intuitive connection with the divine. There's no separation. It's all I own who I am, and I'm authentic about it. And I even laugh about it. You know, I joke about it. I got my woo on, you know, no big deal. So who are you, and how can you own who you are authentically? That's how you earn their trust, by not apologizing, but just really owning it. That's a great question. Claire asks, how do I find them if they're not people in my current world? I would love to ask a little bit more about that. What does that mean if they're not in my current world? Because it's kind of interesting. I was always in the world of healing, although I really immersed myself in that world when I became a healer, obviously, right, because I had to learn. So I'm not sure. I think I need a little bit more information, Claire, to answer that question. Sai, I think that yours is similar to Casey's, and by doing the questions in the handout, it will help you. Marisa, how do I learn what words they use to describe their pain and desires? By listening, by paying attention. Go into Facebook forums, LinkedIn forums, online forums, etc., and listen to what your people are saying. Listen to how they're describing the pain that you help them resolve. You'll just start doing some keywords about that. Like, what are those descriptions? It was funny. I didn't really marry the word divine, even though I'd done divinely intuitive business, until about a year into my business as it was rebranded. And I was hosting my first mastermind retreat with my first mastermind group. And we had 11 of them there, and several of them had been rebranding, and we worked on one person's rebrand there in the group. And they ended up with the word divine. And I think three people over the course of that 6 months they chose the word. I didn't choose it. They chose the word divine as part of their brand. And it was then that I realized that my people really loved the word divine, you know, like they loved the play on it, you know, divine meaning, you know, of course, God, the universe, spirit. And also the word divine, like, oh, it's so divine, right? It's kind of like a humorous kind of thing. That was when I realized that they really love the word divine. So I started to implement it more and more. And now, of course, everything's divine, this divine, that divine, this divine, that. So it's like it's my word. You know, I've sort of planted my flag. That's my word. So you'll just by paying attention, okay? Just pay attention. Okay. How do I get clear on where they are and find them? That's a great question, Candace, and that's really basically what we are talking about here. Where are they hanging out? So that's a great question. Where are they hanging out? Your people are hanging out where they are looking for a solution to their problem. They're hanging out where they are looking for a solution to their problem. Where was I hanging out when I was looking for a solution to my problem with my kitties? Online, on websites. I was looking. I would hang out with Jackson Galaxies. Anybody know who Jackson Galaxy here in the U.S.? He's the star of the Animal Planet show, My Cat from Hell, and he's a cat behaviorist. And he does holistic remedies and that kind of thing. But he has this incredible Facebook group. It's funny. I feel like Jackson is like my little secret, you know, because I discovered him that first year. I friended him on Facebook. I chatted with him, you know. Like now he's this big, well-known. He's in the fifth or sixth season. He's on his Facebook. He's got a following of a million people. It's like really incredible. He's just this really yummy guy who wrote this great book called Cat Daddy, right? And of course I'm a cat person, obviously. You guys hear me talk about my cats all the time. So when I was looking for a solution, I went to his website. When I look for a solution to a pain that I have, I go looking for an answer online. That's where I go to hang out. So I will go to, you know, someone who knows about cats or has, you know, some sort of answers. when I was looking for a solution and to learn about my business, what did I do? I would take classes. I would learn. I would hang out in the forums and I would learn about what was going on and what other people were looking for solutions. I was looking for a solution for my own pain. If I want to learn about how to do a Facebook page and use it for directing traffic, say, to my website, what am I going to do? I'm going to take a class on it. That's a pain that I have. It's a pain in my business that I don't know how to do it, right, for example. And it is true. I don't know how to do it. You know, putting a free offering on your Facebook page and then directing traffic to it and buying ads and all of that, that's a whole another level of growth and marketing that I haven't really kicked out of the park yet. There are people on this call who have. I know. I can see them. I know who they are. But there are, you know, there are others. There's so many different ways of marketing that for me, for example, I haven't mastered all of them. You know, I don't have any expectation that I should have mastered all of them either. You know, none whatsoever. I don't do that to myself. But I know a lot of them, and I know how to systematize, and I know how to do a lot of things that are important enough to bring in money, right? So the question then becomes for you, where are my people hanging out? Where are they looking for a solution to their problem? That's where you're going to find them. Back in the early days of my business, when I was first starting to work with people, I contacted our local metaphysical bookstore owner because I figured, okay, these are metaphysical people. They'll appreciate and understand, you know, tapping. So let me go give a talk there. I contacted my local chiropractor. She had clients who were dealing with health issues. I figured, oh, we can do some work on that, you know, and I had clients that would come from those talks. One was a, you know, car accident person who had, you know, suffered a trauma as a result of her car accident, and we did a lot of healing. There were, you know, like I was thinking about, where are my people hanging out? Who's already in front of my people that I can connect with and leverage that relationship? So start thinking about that. Make a list. That's how you start to reach your target market, is by connecting with people who are in front of your target market, right? Okay, so let me take a nice deep breath, see if anybody has any questions, and we're gonna do some tapping in a minute, and I'm also going to do, you know, I think it's really cool that you guys participated, and I want to say thank you. I think it's so cool to do it like that. I'm in this other class, and the guy who's running it did this, and I was like, that is so cool. I want to do that. I want to do that myself. So that's where this came from. Okay, you can thank him. But I wanna let you guys know, this is not a bait and switch or anything, but I know that, look, here's the reality. As you're building your business, there's a challenge, right, an ongoing challenge to getting the information that you need and to understanding how to grow your business in a big, powerful way where you're actually making the money that you want to make, that you are bringing in the clients that you want to bring in, that you're understanding some of the systems that you need to understand. For example, if you are using, you know, if you want to build your list on your, you know, for your business, what are the things you need to do and where are the places that you can, you know, what are some of the ideas that you can use to actually build your list? What, you know, there are so many different pieces that make up building your business, right? So one of the things that I have done about a year and a half ago, I created this group, this program called the Divine Business Club. And in that program, we have two calls a month. One is a training call, very similar to what we're doing here. Each one are 90 minutes about. Although I will say sometimes we don't have, you know, some people on the call just maybe aren't asking questions, so it's a little bit shorter. But each call usually is around 90 minutes. And we have a tapping call each month with 90 minutes. So, and each time you get an opportunity also to get a little bit of coaching if, you know, there's time, like we have done already in this Tap Into Your Divine Business. So I want to extend an invitation to those of you who feel guided, who feel like you really do want some more help. You like the way I teach. You like my humor. You think it's fun to hang out with me. You'd like to have more playmates, if you will, building your business. And just, you know, join the Divine Business Club. It is a very inexpensive investment. It is $37 a month for those of you who like to pay in a monthly payment, or if you prefer to pay it in a year-long payment, it's $347. The link to signing up for the business club is divinebusinessclub.com. One of the things, too, about the Tap Into Your Divine Business is that it gives you a whole sense of my working style, how I do things. And that's really exactly what happens in the business club. We have a Facebook group. We have, you know, a lot of connections with one another in there. I think at the most we've already had about 65 people in that group. It's a little bit smaller right now as it's, you know, changing and evolving and new people are coming in. But I want to say that what you get in there is really understanding how to build your spiritual business, how to bring in clients, how to understand what are the things that you need to do to get those clients to come in the door. How do you market who you are? Just like what we're talking about today with this Your Divine Market, it takes it further into what are the systems that you need to do. We've had calls on strategy sessions, on what your intro talk is, on what your offer is, on how to build a referral base for your market, et cetera. And I think it's a really powerful class. It's a powerful group, and it's a powerful membership. Let's see. I believe I said it was October 1. You can join the business club, and we are going to give you 2 extra months at the end of the year. So if you choose to, you know, pay for $37 a month, at the end of that first year, you're going to get 2 extra months. If you pay in full, you'll still get those 2 extra months at the end of those 2 years. You also are going to get, for the pay in full people, you're going to get the Divine Client Attraction Kit, which is a training call on Divine Client Attraction, which also has some energy techniques in there, which is really cool, as well as the Divine Target Market, which is a little bit like this, only different, a different training call. You get the transcripts as well as the calls themselves. You get the Divine Client Attraction Affirmations. And you get an ebook, which is 11 Divinely Intuitive Secret Ways to Connect with Your Clients Before You Ever Meet Them, which, again, using energy techniques, how do you call your clients into being? How do you bring them into your world in a way, energetically, how do you set it up? What are the energy things that you can do to bring your clients in? Now, that Divine Client Attraction Kit is a value of $147, but it's available. I've never sold it anywhere except in the JV giveaway, and it was a hot seller, let me tell you. But I have not offered it anywhere else, and I probably won't for a little while. But right now, it is yours for the pay in full. So I would like to just invite you to, you know, go check it out. Go see if this is a fit for you. Don't wait, because if you sign up now, you'll get – tomorrow is our tapping call. Thursday is our tapping call. So if you sign up now, you'll be able to get this month's training as well as the call. If you wait until the 1st, you don't get this month's training and tapping. So really, in essence, you get 3 months extra. All right, that's my invitation, is the Divine Business Club. I really would love to see you guys come on in. Let's go back for a second to what we have. Let me just check the Facebook group real quick. see if anybody's added anything there. Let's do a little bit of let me just do the winner. I might do two winners. That'd be kind of fun, right? To two, maybe one for each question. Let's do that. That's even more fun. Oh, Candace, thank you. Candace wrote in there, the Divine Business Club is worth its weight in gold. Oh, that's so great. And Candace has been there for over a year, I believe. Right, Candace? Thank you for saying that. Marisa has also been in there, and she really loves it. Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and pick someone to get the mini reading for the question about your target market. Closing my eyes and running my mouse up and down that, up, down, boom. Who is that? Claire Sierra. Claire, congratulations. You have won a mini reading. Let me just make a note here. I'm afraid I might forget. Although, Claire, you'll remind me, right? Okay. Claire. By the way, I'm not doing many of these mini readings these days. They do take time. I love doing them. I think they're really great. Okay, so now the person from the question, what are some of your divine clients' characteristics? I hear somebody going, pick me, pick me, pick me. All right, closing my eyes, rolling my mouse up and down. Lisa's on. Congratulations. You have won. This is so much fun. All right, I'm going to do one more. All right, let me make a note. Hang on. All right, and what are your red flags? Let's see who has that. All right, ready? Up and down, up and down, up and down. Nanette Littlestone. Hey, congratulations. Yay. All right. So we have three, Claire Sierra, Lisa Zahn, and Nanette. Okay. Okay. Very good. Congratulations to the three of you. Yay. Oh, Donna, thank you. Donna said the Divine Business Club is the best. That is so awesome. All right, you guys, you're getting that social proof, right? These are people who have done this. Donna's been in it for over a year as well, so she also understands how powerful it is. All right, so let's do some tapping, shall we? I want to do sort of a general overview of tapping. Let me go back to the Facebook group and just see if we've – let me just ask you this. Let's do one more, okay? So you'll like this. All right. What is your – what's your number one concern about? Now, this is a belief or a challenge because we'll incorporate the tapping with it, right? What is your number one concern or belief about your – target market? Okay. So let's answer that. I'll just wait for a minute. Like, for example, it's too hard to pick, or I don't know where they're at, or how do I get in front of them, or not how, but it's too hard to get in front of them. I'm afraid about showing up in a powerful way, or I'm afraid they'll judge me, or, you know, those are the things we want to do some tapping on. I'm afraid they feel they can't afford me. Brilliant, Sai. Thank you. Brilliant. I'm gonna wait for you guys. A couple people liking his comments, so they're all like, yep, that's it. That's it for me, too. Funny. Nobody else? Really? Nobody has? Oh, there we go, Bridget. They don't see me as different than the other guy. That's great, because it's about price. Oh, good. So another price. All right. It's too hard to find them. Nice. I'm just confusing people brilliant, Lisa. I don't know who they are. They won't be willing to do the work. Nice, Candace. My skills and talents won't be up to what they came for. Is that sort of like they'll want more than what I can give? They may not be ready to hear the controversial information I want to share. Joy, that's so good. I'm making notes, that's why, because it's easier. They won't see me as an expert, and I don't have the answers they're looking for. This is so good. Great. These are just so great, you guys. Okay. Let's do some tapping on this, okay? Because this is just so, so, so good. You guys are awesome. Okay. So everybody go to your karate chop or your sore spot. I am just not different enough. I'm afraid that I'm just not different enough, that they won't be able to afford me, or at least they'll feel like they can't afford me. They won't see me as different. I'm just confusing them with my work. What if I do get them in? Just start tapping. What if I do get them in? And what if they won't be willing to do the work, or they don't want to hear the information, the controversial information I feel guided to share? And what if they won't do the work? They won't have time to do it, or they won't have money. They'll just, like, say they'll do it and say they'll pay, but then they won't pay. What if they don't see me as an expert? What if I don't have the answers that they're looking for? What if I can't provide what they're looking for? I don't know if they really, really want to work with me. Heck, I don't know if I really want to work with them. How do I ever know what my market's challenges are or where they're hanging out? Okay, I don't know if you guys, you know, but I can feel the energy just sinking, right? That's good. Just stay with it, okay? Just trust me, stay with it. It's okay. It's okay. All of this is okay. No matter what I'm feeling about finding my target market, no matter what I'm feeling about being able to attract my divine clients, no matter what I'm feeling about this process of building my business and standing in my power and being strong, being that light, even with all of this, it's okay. This is really just normal. It's normal to feel this way. I'm stepping into something big. I'm stepping into my divine calling. I'm stepping into the power of who I am, what I've come to do. Yeah, okay, I get a little confused sometimes. So what? Heck, Rome wasn't built in a day. Babies don't learn to speak, you know, the first time they hear something. They sure as heck don't learn to walk. But for some reason, I think I should have my business all figured out. I should have my market all figured out. I should have all of my answers totally figured out. I don't give myself room to just not know and to just be in the not knowing so that the knowing can come through. I resist it. I get scared. And I get uncomfortable. And I don't want to stay there. So I decide I better go learn something else. It's okay. This is what it looks like. This is what building a divine business looks like. There's a little flailing. There's a little flopping. There's a little uncomfortableness. There's a lot of I don't know-ness. And that's okay. I'm exactly where I need to be. I am different enough. My people can afford me. Maybe not everybody, but that's why I'm going to give them different levels. I'm going to give them different types of offerings. Some can and will figure it out, how to pay me. It's so funny. For some reason, I think it's too hard to find them. Maybe it's because I haven't been looking in the right places, or I've been too afraid to see them. I'll bet I can find them. Because I'm open to who they are and where they are. And I say yes to seeing them. I say yes to people who are willing to do the work. I say yes to people who have time to do the work. Everything that I am is perfect for my people. Whenever they come, at whatever time. And I trust this. They wouldn't be in front of me if they weren't ready to hear what I have to share. They wouldn't be in front of me if they weren't ready to experience what it is that I have to offer. I'm an expert because I say I'm an expert. I claim my expert status. And the reason I'm an expert is because I have been called to do this work. Will I be better at it in 5 years? Yeah, of course. So what? Doesn't take away from who I am and where I am now. I know that I can reach my people because I've been called to do that. And I know that the people who want to work with me will show up. I trust that. I trust. And I follow my divine guidance. I say yes to opportunities that are in front of me. I say yes to speaking opportunities. I say yes to training opportunities. I say yes to connection opportunities. And I learn each and every time a little more about myself and a little more about my market. I learn what their challenges are because they tell me and I listen. I am the expert they are needing. Not everybody, but the ones who are my people, I am their expert. I claim this. I own it. I trust it. I believe in it. I declare it. And I say yes. Okay, nice deep breath. Really good, guys. Really, really good. All right. I am going to pick another person. Ready? Set. Open my eyes. Casey Choate. It is you, my dear. All right. So congratulations. That is our fourth person who won something. I can't believe I'm doing that, but I am. How fun is that? All right. I want to just check in with you all to see who has a question. Anybody? Star two. See if there's something that you got that either got triggered or soothed during the tapping. Either way is fine. Okay. Okay, here we go. Yes. If you raise your hand, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Adele.
Hi, Adele.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, a couple of things. One is that I didn't post it on the Facebook page because I went to find it and I couldn't. I'm just having, anyways. But I did do a talk and I had 7 people sign up to speak with me.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. And then I have another talk at the same place next week. And then I went to 2 functions at the Chamber. And so it's really fun getting back out there again.
Oh, my gosh, look at you.
It was so funny when we were doing the tapping. It was like, okay, tapping. And then when it came to, I know where my ideal clients are. And I just started crying. I mean, like, it really brought up a lot of stuff. And I said, okay, so you do know, and you just haven't been, going out there. Because I just really want people, and most people, I've been so lucky. Most of my clients, I just have such fun working with them. They're really committed and everything. And there's just been this place in me that I just, like, really pulled back. And so, and I just really want to go to, like, really higher-end, clients and so forth. And so when that happened, it was really kind of a confirmation, yes, you really need to do this. So So I just want to say a big thank you, and that's what came up when we were
Adele, that's wonderful news.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge transformation from not going out and doing things to, like, look what you did.
And then I also stopped at another store that, you know, basically we had talked a while back, and I had tried stopping a couple of times, and it wasn't opened, and spent a good half hour there, and she said, well, you know, let's try to work together and do something, and she said, come on Saturday, we're having like many, you know, intuitives and people that are coming here, and, you know, like you to come, and then let's just really talk about what we can do together. So that was
brilliant.
And
that's a prime example, guys, of exactly what happens with the tapping. I'm going to put you back on mute. Thank you so much. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
So what happens is, and I know that people just like, well, I tapped and then I, you know, sort of went off into my life. Well, I do the same thing, by the way. I tap and then I forget what happens. You know, I forget that I tapped on it. And then all of a sudden, if I'm not paying attention, I won't notice the shift that has taken place. So Adele just modeled that beautifully, because you all have heard that she, you know, we've tapped with her on her, you know, like, I don't want to go out and go do this. I don't remember exactly what the words were or anything like that, but I know what I should be doing, but I'm not, and I, you know, and now all of a sudden she's out doing it. And that's exactly what happens. I can remember one time I was tapping on this fear of, I guess it was like being, of sharing what I was doing. And this was back with the channeling stuff. And I then went and shared like the next day. And I totally forgot that I had done this little one round of tapping on sharing what it was I was doing. And it completely changed. And I started handing out little, you know, flyers to people. And I was like, I can't believe that. You know, so when you pay attention, you start to notice how the tapping will release the fears and allow it to show up in your work, in your business, in your life. I have so many stories about how the tapping has just completely transformed things. But that was such a brilliant example of a before and an after. And that's the thing. It just allows you to keep doing it. So again, you know, we've got another call next week. We're going to be covering your offer. What is it that you're offering, and how do you offer so that you actually are making money as opposed to, you know, not making money? Because sometimes it can be a little scary to, you know, share our offerings with the world, right? Kind of the same thing that was coming up with some of you today about, you know, how will they recognize me as an expert? How do I claim myself to be an expert? Will my skills and talents be meeting up with what they need? And, you know, some of the other things that come up when we are selling our services, because really we're selling ourselves. So, you know, the same thing. How can you offer in a way that is genuine, that is authentic? I mean, when I offer this Divine Business Club, I got to tell you, I think it's like the best thing going. I'm not kidding. I think it is so incredibly awesome. It's such a great community. It's such a great group of people. And, you know, you get a lot of value, a ton of value. So you get way more value than the, you know, than the investment costs, that's for sure. So I do invite you, again, divinebusinessclub.com. Come, you know, play with us. And, you know, we've got until the 1st of October if you want to do a full pay. We could do two pays, but you have to just let me know that you want to do it that way. We'll set it up and we'll manage it for you if you'd like to do it that way, so that you can still get the Divine Client Attraction Kit. We'll figure out a way to, you know, make it work for you. All right, everyone, I want to thank you so much for being on this call with me today. It, you know, it's just, I love doing this call. I think it's just amazing working with all of you. It's just so much fun. So we'll see you in the Facebook group, and hopefully we'll see some of you in the Divine Business Club. We'll starting, because remember, we've got a tapping call on Thursday. So, and we did, this month, what did we create? Oh, we talked about create your divine offer, like what that is. And I gave, you know, it was a really good call. So, you know, that you'd get if you sign up before, you know, before the end of this month. All right. I will see you around. Thank you so much. Go get your divine on, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.